On Tech Daily today, talking disaster recovery. And according to a recent survey by Acronis, only a third of local businesses, in fact 36%, do not have a backup and disaster recovery strategy in place. Now, of course, natural disasters have certainly been making the news in the past few months. This week with earthquakes, earlier this year with floods and even more earthquakes. Now, for business, this surely brings to mind the thought of how a disaster might affect their business, especially when it comes to protecting essential information. On the line to discuss and share some tips on protecting data and disaster recovery is Carl Seiss, the General Manager of Acronis Pacific Region. G'day, Carl.
G'day, Andy. How are you?
Good. Now, just looking at the recent survey issued by Acronis, it seems that Aussie businesses are not prepared for disaster.
Yeah, look, one of the things that continues to surprise me is we did a survey out to the marketplace at the beginning of this year, and we found that in the business community, nearly a third of that, or just over a third of that community, hasn't actually got any sort of DR and backup plan in place. And then furthermore, other businesses didn't feel that it was the priority that perhaps it needs to be. So I kind of figure this is kind of like insurance. People think about it when they sometimes think about it when they need it most, or sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. But it certainly is one of the factors and one of the opportunities that we deal with in the marketplace.
And one of the things we often talk about in terms of disasters is making a plan and sticking to it, which is advice that you're certainly putting out there at the moment.
Absolutely. I mean, we're very, very keen for people to realise that they need to look at solutions that give you a step-by-step guide and actually have a process in place for recovering systems and files. It's actually rare that you've got the same people dealing with when a situation happens and you are faced with disaster recovery. It's rarely the same person who actually makes the backup who needs to recover the data. So it's really important that you have a plan in place and have a guide for how to go about it each time.
So Carl, maybe we can just talk about some of the options that are available for small to medium businesses in terms of protecting their data, you know, taking that first step, some of the things they need to look at. Of course, making a backup is something that I'm always talking to people about, but what a business need to do? It's slightly more complex than just copying some files onto a disk.
Yes, certainly. So what many businesses and particularly small businesses are finding in the marketplace, Andy, is that there's challenges that across the physical, virtual and cloud platforms in the marketplace. There are now software packages and applications that traverse all those areas. And it's really important for businesses to have a plan that covers those areas and enables you to actually back up effectively. Many companies think when they think of backup, they think of the physical layer only. They think of the tape-based backup or a disk-based backup solution, when in fact many applications, much like what Microsoft announced this week, which was Office 365, and that was a solution that was based in the cloud, and therefore your ability to have an effective application that performs that backup simply and easily is really, really critical. So an application like Acronis Backup and Recovery provides that ability to traverse across the three layers effectively.
Because, of course, with disk or tape backup, the one of the main issues there is because it's a physical copy, it has to be stored off-premises somewhere else. Because, of course, if you're talking about, say, a flood, for example, your business gets flooded and all your backups are kept in the same spot, you're in trouble, aren't you?
Absolutely.
So that's where we start talking about looking at cloud services and off-site storage as well, yeah?
Absolutely. And there's a lot of providers out there who provide that facility in either a managed service basis or some other basis. There are certainly options in the marketplace. I think the trick is to make sure that you have both a plan as well as an application that provides that functionality and allows you to actually do that for your business.
Okay, so what can Acronis provide in this area then?
So the Acronis Backup and Recovery 11 product is a modular-based backup and recovery solution that provides simple and low-cost backup across a variety of platforms. As I said before, we cover the three areas, physical, virtual, and cloud layers, which is a unique point of difference for us versus some other solutions which are more complex and are more sophisticated and can be more complex to implement. So we provide a pretty simple, low-cost solution that actually provides support for both the Windows and the Linux-based environments.
Okay, now obviously we're sort of focusing more on the business side of things today, but even on a personal level, I've got to say, if you have a product such as the Acronis backup, if you're able to make a full copy of your even your home PC once a month, I've got to tell you, it certainly gives you peace of mind in the event that something happens, whether it be a hard drive failure, even your computer's stolen, and you've got to back up stored elsewhere to, you know, something you can come back to. But obviously, businesses are going to be backing up all the time. It's not something they're going to do once a month. And certainly, this is the sort of solution which offers that, yeah?
Dead right, Andy. Dead right. And on a business front, you speak about the home front, people forget that they've got, you know, things like photos and music and things that they really treasure that are really, really critical. Yet we sometimes forget that when things go wrong, not to have that point of backup is certainly causes a tremendous pain and difficulty, dislocation for those who are affected.
And do you feel that the cloud backup services, especially now and looking forward, we've got the NBN down the track, and we've certainly got better broadband than we had 5 years ago, that cloud-based data storage is more realistic?
We're certainly getting a lot of businesses talking about that, Andy, and I think it's a real case of the take-up of virtualisation in the marketplace in Australia for all business customers is certainly greater than that in other markets in the world. And in the cloud air environment, also the level of interest and the level of customers who are wanting to implement cloud-based solutions is increasing. And I think, as you rightly point out, the infrastructure and capabilities are increasing all the time. NBN's going to help a lot,
yeah.
But all the providers are actually increasing their overall capability. And off the back of that, this makes this a very palatable solution.
Okay, so for any small, medium businesses who want to sort of take the first step, i.e. they've got nothing protecting them at the moment, where can they head? What's the best bet there?
Absolutely. So we've got we address the backup and recovery area with two solutions. One
okay.
is a home-based product called True Image Home. Which is a product that's designed. It's a very inexpensive product. It costs under $80, and you can purchase it at Harvey Norman, Officeworks. Any of the major retailers carry the product, and it's a very simple product to install,
yep.
and still provides that protection that I speak of. And then in the corporate marketplace, we've got the product called Acronis Backup and Recovery 11, which provides a modular-based backup and recovery solution, which covers Windows and Linux-based platforms, but covers those across the physical, virtual, and cloud-based environments.
Okay, so I would suggest they might want to check out acronis.com.au for information on both those products anyway, yeah?
Absolutely.
Brilliant. All right, then, Carl Seiss, General Manager of Acronis Pacific. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much, Andy.